trenger ikke å dø av kreft.
If you're paralyzed, you don't have to stay paralyzed.
Hvis du lam, så trenger du ikke være lam.
If you've got diabetes,
hvis du har sukkersyke,
with the doctors it's impossible.
Men for legen umulig.
But with Dr. Jesus it's easy.
Men det enkelt for Dr. Jesus.
He heals you.
Han har bedre.
He wants to give you sight.
Han vil gi deg syn.
He wants to give you power.
Han vil gi deg kraft.
And number three. Jesus, I believe you are curing the people.
In 9 years, more than 132,000 people have been diagnosed with the disease in the United States. Nearly 81,000 have died.
Kids are on the show. It is 8 o'clock Saturday night. That means it's time for your words. It was for your Dark Entries Golf Radio. On 90.5 WSC FM Columbia with the host DJ D. And we're here till 10 o'clock bringing the best in golf, dark wave, death rock, R punk, and everything else you ever want to hear. Words of Wisdom coming up at 9 o'clock. Guess what I did last night, kids? I saw The Cure in Atlanta. I've got a lot to say about that, but I'm going to get to it right now. 128 days until Halloween, kids. And this is your Dark Entries Golf Radio. Yes, it was an amazing show. An amazing, amazing show. I want to say probably the fourth time I've seen them live, I think. We were trying to figure it out. Went with the usual crowd. And the Twilight Sad opened up for them. And I'm going to play probably something from them later on in the show. Who I actually wasn't familiar with at all. I'd heard of them, but I really didn't know anything about them. But actually, I'm a fan now. Actually, it was pretty good. It was incredibly hot it's Atlanta in June, so of course it was. And even Robert Smith had something to say about that. And about, I don't know, three or four songs in, between songs, he picks up his guitar and he goes, "It's effing hot out here." It was great. And I didn't know this. I haven't keeping up with him, but I didn't know this until I kind of was looking at some of the promotional stuff for the show and pictures of him. But Reeves Gabrels is actually playing guitar for the band. I don't know what happened to Poral. I got to look into this to see what happened to Poral Thompson. But they've got Reeves playing with him, and I know him from way back from Bowie, because he's been Bowie's lead guitarist for years, like decades. He was in with I think Tin Machine, going all the way back to Tin Machine. And I know he played on Outside and Earthling and even that far back, which was like, you know, 95, 96, and on and off since then, all the way up until Bowie died. So yeah, it was really cool to actually see him actually, you know, in live. Probably the closest I'm ever going to see to actually seeing Bowie. But he did a good job. And actually, he's got sort of a signature guitar sound that actually I was picking up little pieces of it in certain songs. It's kind of hard to describe unless the best example of it is if you actually were to listen to Bowie's Earthling album, his really high-pitched guitar that he uses throughout that, it's a really specific sort of tone that he uses. And actually, I was kind of getting pieces of that throughout the show last night. But it was amazing. I could go on about this for the entire show. I could talk about how good the show was. But there was a lot of Disintegration and a lot of Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. They just wrapped up like three shows in New York, and I was looking at the playlist for those, and they were playing a lot of B-sides and rarities. And I was actually thinking about going back and kind of getting familiar with some of the B-sides again, because I didn't know them too well. Some of them I know pretty well, some I don't. Just to kind of get refreshed on it. But it turns out, actually, they didn't do any at all. It was actually all just hits, the big hits everyone knows. The most obscure thing they played was probably Burn from the Crow soundtrack, which, as far as I know, I've never seen them play that live, and they don't play that live. It's like a new thing for them. So it was really cool. That's one thing I never thought I'd ever hear live, but it was really cool to hear that. And the little flute-sounding thing that you hear in the beginning of the song, I've always wondered what that was. It actually is like a flute or a recorder that Robert plays. And so in the beginning of the song, he actually comes out and actually he's got this thing. He's playing it in front of the microphone. It was really cool. So I figured that would just been done through keyboards. But actually, no, he actually is playing the little flute. It was so cool. Anyway, I could spend the entire show like rambling on about how good the show was. But it was really great, and it was like perfect way to sort of like spend a Saturday night or a Friday night. And yes, they did play Friday I'm in Love, and it was toward the end. It was one of the encores. Four encores, by the way, and each encore had like three or four songs in it. And they ended with Boys Don't Cry. That was the last track. But and I haven't looked at the playlist online yet. I don't really keep track of playlists when I'm like at a show, but I'm sure somebody somewhere has posted this thing. Anyway, Dark Country's Goth Radio is on your radio, and I'm your host, DJD, here till 10 o'clock. Words of Wisdom from Uncle Charlie coming up at 9. And some of your requests as well, if you want to get those in. 803-576-9872 is the number to call, or hit me up on the Twitter at Dark Entries DJD. And we're going to continue things right now with a little bit of Dead Can Dance. The wind cries a blaze.
in the whispering grass. Our weight of life is held in the spinning wheels of chance. I believe our way of long ago, and the signs I believe rose out ago, and we're changing our ways. Yes, we're taking.
just going to... Sorry about that, guys. I'm not sure what happened. Just decided to stop there. Thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, thanks for stopping halfway in the track there. We're going to continue on here, though. I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. This is... you're listening to Fields of the Nephilim with Wall of Sumer. Or at least making an attempt to listen to it. I'm not sure exactly what went on there. But we... tell you what, we're just going to continue on to the next track. See if we can get a little Killing Joke happening here. There we go. Maybe we'll come back with Fields later on. We have Words of Wisdom coming up at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to have some interesting noise stuff happening. Also, got to tell you, got some cool stuff at the end of the week. Right now, Killing Joke, Follow the Leaders. We'll see if we can get through this one. We'll be right back. Because it's the Twilight Sad. We opened up for The Cure last night and put on an amazing show. I actually did not know The Twilight Sad at all until last night and never heard it before in my life. I'd kind of heard of them, but I knew nothing about them at all. And I loved every single song I heard. Great performance. The lead singer really reminded me of Ian Curtis, the way he bopped around and went to his little convulsions and dancing, and he really, really, really got into it. It was very Ian Curtis-y. At times, Michael Stipe, in a way, as my friend Daniel said. And he really seemed to be really into the performance and really was grateful to the crowd. And, I mean, it was a great... It was funny because, I mean, they're Scottish, and you can definitely hear that in this track here. But I guess because of the distortion of the microphone, maybe because how far away we were, I didn't really hear the Scottish brogue or the accent at all, like, during the singing. Now, when he talked, it's very obviously clear. But... Then, you know, during the lyrics and singing and that, like, I just didn't pick that up. But just now, I can obviously pick it up. And I'll make a confession. I just said this on the Facebook page. Like I said, I didn't know the band at all and couldn't tell you a single title of a song until 2 seconds ago. And I literally just found a song that had, like, the most interesting sounding title to me, which was I Could Give You All That You Don't Want, and which... hits a little close to home. I think I've been there myself. And so I was like, oh, that's an interesting sounding title. We'll put that on, trusting that it was going to be okay. Knew nothing about the song, knew nothing about the, you know, what song I was going to play. And I recognized it from last night. They did play that last night. But I'm going into them totally blind right now. So I'm definitely a fan for sure. And if you guys have any recommendations for what are good tracks or good albums for maybe next week, I'll see if I can get on for next week. I can think of at least one person listening right now. I think it would be into that. I'm not naming names, Molly. But yeah, that one goes out to her, definitely. I definitely had her in mind when I played that. All right, The Cure In Your House Live, a band that I'm very, very familiar with. I don't need any recommendations at all on that front, trust me. And played that, which I kind of wonder why I even bothered with that track, because I actually didn't play that last night, but it was just something I thought would be a good opener for the show. But like I said, they did play a lot of stuff from Disintegration, a lot of stuff from Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me toward the end during one of the encores. Almost the entire encore came from that one. They did some stuff from Head on the Door, and I was actually surprised. The only complaint I have, if I have any complaints, is that they didn't do anything at all from Pornography, Faith, or 17 Seconds. And Pornography, of course, is my favorite album of all time. I really would have loved to have heard A Strange Day, which is my favorite Cure song ever. But they didn't do anything at all from those three albums. I don't think they did anything from Bloodflowers. I could be wrong on that one. I'm trying to think. It seems like I'm doubting that now. It seems like there was one. And then they did some later stuff. They did Want from Wild Mood Swings, which I always loved. It's probably my favorite one from Wild Mood Swings. They did some stuff. I think they did one from the album called The Cure, which was, you know, a little bit later. And like I said, they did Burn. But it was, it was mostly hits. It was mostly all the big hits, the stuff that gets everybody excited. And it kind of got bigger. Like, it definitely, like, picked up in pace at the very end. Like, that last encore was all, like, just the dancey, you know, fast ones that get people all ramped up. They really definitely didn't want it to go on a high note, because it, you know, kind of got into some downer stuff halfway in. But, the last encore was all, like, you know, upbeat stuff. It was like Hot, Hot, Hot and stuff like that, which honestly, it's not one I've ever really been a big fan of. I love Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, but Hot, Hot, Hot never really did much for me at all, even though that's a big fan favorite. I never really cared for it. But they ended with Boys Don't Cry, which was a great way to end. And we were actually talking, like, me and Daniel were talking, like, that we were hoping they were going to end with something from the Boys Don't Cry album. So it would have been cool if actually that entire last encore would have been from that album, which they've done in the past. But anyway, I'm not going to turn this into a Cure show radio because we'll be here all night. But anyway, the Cure started the show off with In Your House, Dead Can Dance. After that with Tell Me About the Forest You Once Called Home. Fields of the Nephilim in there, about three quarters of it anyway, with a Wall of Sumer. I'm not sure what happened there. Killing Joke after that with a Follow the Leaders, and The Twilight Sad is what we just heard with I Could Give You All That You Don't Want. You are listening to Dark Entries Goth Radio on your radio till 10 o'clock. The best in goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, industrial, post-punk, and every sort of the spooky thing that crawled out of the grave and into your ear holes as we march closer and closer to All Hallows Eve, which I'm really, really jazzed about. I'm just trying to push through the next couple of months, man, because it is unbearably hot right now, and I hate this weather. And like I said, Robert Smith even talked about it last night at the show. He made one comment about how hot it was, and then later on, picked up his guitar and he was like, when I pick this thing up, it's like playing an out of tune radiator. he was making all kinds of commentary about how hot it was. It's just, we're just all, you know, obviously surrounded by tons of people and just covered in this film of sweat. It was just disgusting and gross. But anyway, still a great show. Words of Wisdom coming up at 9 o'clock, but right now we're gonna get to a slightly different feel here, into slightly more upbeat stuff. Here's a little beach house. Here we go, kids. Well, we're back on. I'm so sorry, everybody. let me just get a little music on. Yeah, that'd be good. Let's get some music on. You think we get some music on the show? You think that we could pull that off? Hey. Okay, so if you've been sitting in silence for the last, like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes or whatever. Almost 20 years of broadcasting on the show. This has never happened. I walked out a few minutes ago, go down the hall, and door slammed behind me. Just heard a slam. I knew what had happened as soon as I was way down the hall. I heard the slam, and I was like, oh, son of a... Oh, God. Not only that, but my phone was in here, so I couldn't call anybody. Couldn't call security or whatever. I'm locked out. I'm an idiot. I just locked myself out of the station a few minutes ago. I've never done this before. In all the years I've done this show, I've never once locked myself out. So I'm so sorry for everybody who's listening who just figured the show just died. I had to go downstairs. Then it gets better. I go down the hall a little bit further. I'm like, all right, there's a door there. I got to go out that door. Then I can get to the stairs and the elevator. That way I can at least go down to the second floor where there's a phone and there are computers, public computers. I can get in touch with somebody, that kind of thing. So I go to open the door. Sets off an alarm. I'm like, screw it. Just let the alarm go. So I had to prop something in that door so I could get back in when I got ready to come back in. Alarm's still going. Alarm just went nonstop the entire time I was gone. Then I take the stairs down. Guess what? The stairs lock you out. Luckily, there's an elevator. So I go down to the second floor. Spend some time on a computer, a public computer, trying to get logged in so I can look up the number to security because I don't know it off the top of my head. I've got it programmed in my phone. Finally found the number for security. Finally called them. Finally got on the Facebook and the Twitter and told everybody, hey, everything's fine. You know, the world's not at an end. I'm just an idiot. That's all. Security comes in. Really nice guy, by the way. Older German guy. He lets me in every now and then. He knows me by now. Comes in. Goes, ah, Murphy's Law. I said, yeah, yeah. You need anything else? No, okay. All right, good luck. Goes on. Really nice guy. I like the guy. It's a good thing it wasn't on the air, by the way. Pretty sure the things that were said in the hallway 15, 20 minutes ago were not FCC compliant at all. I'm not going to get a rant about it. I'm sorry it happened. We're back now. We're good. It's about 9 o'clock. We've got about an hour left on the show, and then I get out here like right at 10 o'clock. But, yeah, 9 o'clock. It means it's time for Words of Wisdom with Uncle Charlie. That's all going to come up, and that's coming up right after this.
On the road again.
Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
Every child deserves a quality education. For 30 years, the Walker Foundation has been working to ensure that the students of the South Carolina School for the Deaf and the Blind are given a quality education. Due to budget cuts, we need your help. Just $10 a month can help a child reach their highest potential. Call 888-447-2732. The Walker Foundation, where every child is a masterpiece.
Oh my God, it's the Flaming Lips.
And we're on WUSC FM.
Columbia Alternative, 90.5.
But I think hell's got all the good bands anyway.
Mama could plow a field with one hand. chop along just as well as a man when it came to increasing disease resistance. That woman could lactate like nobody's business. Mama's nurse and helped raise a healthy family. There's nothing she wouldn't do. She helped us kids get through with less risk for ear infections and respiratory illnesses. When I think of Mama, brings a tear to my eye. She gave from her heart or somewhere's nearby. Call 800-994-WOMAN or visit 4woman.gov to learn more. Or talk to your health care provider. See, babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to y'all by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Y'all breastfeed now, you hear?
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's
great. Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! Knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat.
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened.
Playing rock!
And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
Do you feel guilty? Do you feel guilty for the thousands and millions of Indians that you destroyed? Do you feel guilty for the gas chambers where you've killed the Jews? Do you feel guilty for timeless, endless, or how far can you go back and say guilty of what? Guilty of what? There's no need to be guilty. Then you're going to make me suffer until I say, okay, now I feel guilty. And then you feel secure now that I feel guilty? Was that going to make you feel better if I feel guilty? Guilty. I wouldn't do anything that I felt guilty about.
The book says you get a lot of mail from people who want to follow you still.
Follow me? Did you have any choice? You'll all follow me.